Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here in our Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working to keep America moving as well. And by that, I mean our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there. Thanks very much. As well as our great drivers over at FedEx, as well as the UPS drivers, and, of course, all of those bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to point B. Couldn't do it without you, John and Felix. Appreciate your help. And, of course, our Amazon people with the packages, the trailers out there, the guys and gals delivering coast-to-coast, border-to-border with them as well. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page over there. You can follow us right there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Now, you also get the opportunity to be able to listen to us and watch us and hear us on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the website. Go over there, take advantage of everything that's over there as well. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us this morning. Now let's find the gang. There they are, ready to go. So here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, and it's not a bad morning here. Let's see. It's 70 degrees on one side of the porch. It's 71 degrees over the other side. So they're kind of in the middle, and it's nice and warm and comfy again. So we're kind of cruising along, and I kind of like the weather. How's that?
That's good.
Yep. Now, let's venture along here and say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because we emphasize the fact that our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. The United States is going to send, if they haven't already, nuclear-armed submarines to South Korea for the first time in over 40 years. Now, President Joe Biden said that yesterday. He also said the announcement comes amid the growing concerns over North Korea and their nuclear threats. Now, during a joint news conference yesterday at the White House, he was with the Korean president, and they announced new efforts to deter North Korean aggression, including port visits by nuclear submarines.
And why in the world would you tell the world what we're doing with our submarines? Submarines are supposed to be what? That's the quiet.
Run silent, run deep.
Right.
Yep.
Until he goes out there and tells everybody.
Yep. He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. You don't. That's one of the taboos the Navy could tell you. I'm surprised the Navy isn't jumping up and down right now about it.
Well, you know, the Navy's gone woke, too. The Navy Secretary has, so
yes.
I don't have a lot of use for that.
It's an unfortunate circumstance, and anybody that knows anything at all about what's going on knows that we're just not paying attention to a lot of what he's saying, and that's a problem in by itself. That's a problem.
You know, whatever Biden says, he doesn't write. Somebody else writes it, and
yep.
then he just gets out there and reads it.
Yep.
I mean, it's either on a cue card or it's on a teleprompter or whatever.
Yep.
And this guy doesn't do any independent thinking to go, I'm not saying that. Get that out of there. I mean, the commander-in-chief, you look at that and go, why is this even in here? Who's running this White House? Because it isn't him.
Must be Frenchie. Frenchie and a wild bunch.
I don't know. He needs a new National Security Council. Whoever's sitting on that National Security Council needs to be fired, every one of them.
Yep. And I think that's been mentioned before. And I don't know if we're going to go there.
At least for me, it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go there or not, if they're really going to do that. He seems to be content to do what he's doing in the manner in which he's doing it. Which is,
well, he doesn't. He's content because he wakes up every day. Beyond that, he doesn't know what he's doing.
All right, here comes the music in my ear. That means we've got to take a break. And, folks, when we come back, more from Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Go over to her website and check out all the great things that she has to offer. That's FoundersCo.com. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8669.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I'll do just that, Kyle Warren, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in to my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website and see all the great things that she writes about. Sign up for her sit rep and get her newsletter as it comes out and her articles. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. And remember, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for over 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers and counting. Now, when you get over to Geico, to the website, geico.com, if you have an opportunity to set up an appointment with your local agent, so be it, or give them a call, so be it, because you're going to be surprised for a couple different things here. Number one, you need to bundle your insurance. Now, what that means is if you've got a car, you've got a truck, you bundle it with your, say, motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And that right away will save you some money. But how about this one? Bundle your home insurance policy, or your renter's policy, or your condo policy to your car insurance and watch and see what happens. You're going to save a bunch of money. So that's Geico, GEICO.com. Go over there. Bundle is the word, and save yourself a bunch of money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
You know something? Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, and here we were just kind of coasting along, the government, the House Republicans, who passed their legislation yesterday, which would raise the government's legal debt limit by some $1.5 trillion,
mm-hmm.
also may or may not raise your taxes, because that's what Joe Biden and company want. Now, I don't know where we're going to go with all of this. Joe Manchin got involved again and said that he kind of likes the idea behind the Republicans' tax bill, and he would support it. So what's going to happen here?
Well, therein lies the big question. He's already said that he's going to veto it. You know, and Frenchie went off on it yesterday, but nobody bothered to ask her if anybody in this White House had even looked at the bill. And which I don't think I have personally, but it only passed in the House by 2 votes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, a lot of Nancy Pelosi's bills only passed by those kinds of slim margins too. But
sure.
You know what McCarthy said he was going to do, he's been doing. And, you know, he's made some very good arguments, and this administration just refuses to cooperate. In fact, even there's, you got some Democrats in the Senate that I listened to yesterday, and they both said, or a couple of them said, that this bill that the House passed is a default bill, that we're going to default on our debt. That's not, it's not at all.
No.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, how can you make such a statement when you haven't even read it yourself? So, anyway, they say it's dead on arrival on the Senate side. If it is, it is, but that's not because of the Republicans.
No, they've tried, and we'll see if any Democrats in the Senate besides Joe Manchin come along with them. To get the bill passed. Well, I think it's going to be, if anything, it'll be a couple votes from the Dems.
I don't think that Schumer's going to bring it to the floor.
Okay, well, he doesn't have to. He's got the numbers to do it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. Yep. The people are going to raise holy hell, I'll tell you this much, if he doesn't. If they stumble around with this and they don't do something, they're going to get it right back in their face, the Democrats. Mark my words. Whether they care or not, it's a different story. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, the U.S. officials want to end the HIV epidemic by 2030, including many, many, many stockholders who think that they won't.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that. If you can do it, go for it.
All right. Well, we're going to find out, because they're going to definitely do it, and we'll see what happens. I don't know if they've got the votes, but we'll see what happens again. Now, there is some criticism of the Supreme Court and perhaps a little cleaning house that the Congress is trying to do. The Supreme Court right now is speaking with one voice in response to the recent criticism of the justices and their official practices when it comes to fix whatever the problem is that's going on that may not be a problem at all.
Well, there's not a problem. You know, what the Senate has done is they want Chief Justice Roberts to come over and testify on the ethics at the Supreme Court. And Chief Justice Roberts said, no.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Rightfully so.
Well, right, because the checks and balances happen on the House side, not on the Senate side.
Yep.
And, you know, they're still trying to go after Justice Thomas. And, you know, he... Justice Thomas may have some rich friends and whatnot, but he has complied with the rules inside the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they don't like it, then go tell the House to change the rules and introduce legislation and vote on it. But the checks and balances happen on the House side, not on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ultra-right beer sales right now are soaring. as Bud Light is plummeting. They've lost billions of dollars in revenue, billions of dollars in stock. That's been lost by Bud Light. And the other beers are just cruising along like as if there's no tomorrow.
Well, they have suspended, Bud Light has suspended two people. Or put them on leave or whatever it is that they do. And knowing that they're in trouble. But, you know, I would say, you know, this was bad management from the start. And you, this is how America speaks. You know, we speak with how we feel about, you know, companies that have gone woke. The other one now that is going to be in some trouble is Maybelline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Maybelline also had this Mulvaney person.
Yeah.
Yep. And so there's going to be the next one to go. But, you know, this is the way you can fight back, and people are.
They most certainly are, and I'm glad to see it, and they're doing the right thing. So keep up the good work, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Blinken, we find out yesterday, used his personal email to converse with Hunter Biden.
Well, and often. There was quite the relationship with Hunter and Tony Blinken and Tony Blinken's wife.
Yeah.
You know, and Tony Blinken's wife, by the way, works in the Biden White House.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this goes to show you how cozy things really are. But, yeah, personal emails. But then again, they're all doing it. They go all the way back to when that woman under the Obama administration was running the EPA. I forget her name, but then they have aliases. I mean, remember Jim Comey at the FBI was...
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We can't wait to find out about all of that when it comes around, which it will eventually. And, of course, we did find out that Hunter Biden's lawyers did, in fact, meet with the Department
of Justice. They did yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what transpired in that. It was supposed to be some kind of an update or a progress report or something. So we don't know those details. But nonetheless, that happened yesterday.
Yes, indeedy. Okay. Here comes the music. That means I'll have to talk to you tomorrow, same time, same back channel. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things she has to offer. I'll be right back with more in our military and veterans news segment coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans are questioning the head of one of the largest teachers' unions over school closures during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Americans are curious to know if the AFT access was in line with CDC past practice and if their influence had a positive or detrimental impact on America's children.
During a congressional hearing Wednesday, Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup, Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten told lawmakers her organization never received guidance for a safe return to schools. And Fuji's rapper Pross is being found guilty related to an international conspiracy. The musician was charged with acting as an unregistered foreign agent of China, conspiracy to make illegal campaign contributions, and witness tampering. This involving incidents from as far back as the Obama campaign and as recently as the Trump administration. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and it is my honor and privilege and distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the audience to General Keith Kellogg, who's seen it all as the longest-serving national security advisor during the Trump White House. And, of course, he's got this great book that came out on my birthday, October the 19th, War by Other Means. And, General Kellogg, welcome to the Captain's America.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a privilege and an honor, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Now, you proved yourself recently, over the past several months, to be the leading expert regarding the recent events in Afghanistan, and you've called out the book says, Muddled Politics, Crippling America and Its Military Today. How about if I just call it the way I see it? It's incompetence.
Yeah. It was really kind of bungled. It was a debacle coming out of Afghanistan, and it was a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to be that way. You know, Matt, you made a comment. I was actually part of the planning to the very start, because I came in after the 2015-16 campaign with the president, and he had a desire to get out of Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan during the moniker of the Graveyard of Empires for a good reason. It goes back to 327 BC with Alexander the Great. He had problems with it. The Brits had problems with it. The Soviets had problems with it. Everybody's had problems with it. We knew that strategically we had to get out of there, so we came up with a plan to do it. And it was a pretty good, it wasn't a great plan, but it was a pretty good plan. It was based on conditions. Certain conditions had to be met before we withdraw. But, and it's all public record. They can pull it up in the Department of State website, that we came up with an agreement with the Taliban to start with their lead negotiator, a guy named Berarder. And we set it in place where certain conditions had to be made before we met, before we decided to withdraw. And, of course, by the president picking up the phone on the 3rd of March, mm-hmm. 2 days after we came up with the agreement, and he was told Berarder, quite clearly, this is what is going to happen with the full weight of the United States if you don't meet the conditions for us to withdraw. And we had those things pretty well in place. And then Biden comes in and he just says, no conditions, I'm just going to leave on the 31st of August. He leaves, and it didn't have to be that way. And it's just not me talking, Matt. It's, you know, Pence, my former Vice President Pence has said that, the former Pompeo said it, O'Brien, the former NSA has said it, John Ratcliffe, the DNI has said it. We've all said the same thing. If you just follow the darn plan, we would have gotten out in good order, and with that place would still be relatively, you know, relatively peaceful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sir, you know and I know we never leave anyone behind. Now, that applies to the military. That applies to the police department. That applies to the fire service, where I spent 25 years and got caught up at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And people kept saying, why are you guys coming back? Why are you guys coming back when we were going through the rubble? So, because we don't leave anyone behind. Period. And when Biden did that, he will never live that down. As long as I live and any other God-fearing American flag-waving individual, he will never live that down. We will not let him remember that or forget that.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's interesting. A lot of people probably don't realize you and I are Vietnam veterans. That was our policy in Vietnam. You never leave anybody behind.
Right.
You make fight all the way to the end to make sure you get your people out there. And we deliberately did that. I mean, we knew we left people behind. He knew it. And I'm stunned that we actually did it, and the military basically said, oh, okay. We had a chance not to do that because the Taliban actually said, well, you can push out the perimeter and, you know, control Kabul to make sure you got people out of there, and we didn't do it. We should have done it. If it was me, I would have expanded the perimeter, and I would have told the Taliban, you know, we're going to leave maybe in September, October, November, December, when we get everybody out. Once everybody's accounted for,
sure,
come home. But you never leave an American behind. And then knowingly leaving them behind was really criminal. And then leaving people like the allies that we had there that served with us that had special immigrant visas behind as well, it's just stunning to me that that actually happened. I'll tell you, Madison, it wasn't part of my DNA.
Yeah. No, nobody that I know either. My father's rolling over in his grave. He was with the 82nd Airborne and at the D-Day. And, of course, you know what happened to those guys when they jumped behind enemy lines. And my father would be rolling over in his grave right now because he told me, he says the things we had to do to retrieve our dead was unbelievable. And I know him. I know what he's saying is true. But, General, I'm going to move on here a little bit because we do want to talk about some other things here. COVID has played a major part in what's going on with our military today and the way that we've had to operate. And a lot of people just shake their heads because now we're finding out that we haven't been told the truth to, imagine that, by little Dr. Fauci and his cojones. This whole thing has been contrived and just stretched out and all that. And you know, again, if we weren't mad before, we're mad as hell now.
Yeah, you know, I was on a coronavirus task force from the very start with Vice President Pence. And the question when Tony Fauci was there, you know, Tony Fauci, he self-described himself. You know, remember, he's the guy who told all of us in the room one time, he said, well, you know, I'm the skunk at the garden party. God, he was right.
You're right.
You know, we had seven doctors in that task force going forward, and they all gave pretty good, for the most part, pretty good advice. But Tony was always, there was always something hidden about him. And now we find out that he was actually involved in, it all depends on terminology, and he kind of understood about the gain-of-function work that was going on with the coronavirus, the bat viruses there, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because I've been a big believer all along, Matt, that at the best case, it was an inadvertent release of a potential bioweapon that came out of that lab, came out of Wuhan, and transmitted to us. And he's a little bit culpable for that. Senator Rand Paul has been hitting pretty hard on it, which I think is good. And I think Tony was a little bit duplicitous on talking about what happened with the virus. And he was one of the fear mongers. I mean, I remember one time sitting in the Situation Room and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, stood up and he stared, you know, and I'll use a different word. Said, you're scaring the heck out of Americans. He didn't use the word heck.
Yeah.
And said, look, you know, stop saying what you're saying. Be positive about America, not negative about America. But you know, I don't have a lot of confidence in Tony, and I think he misled the president and the vice president. I think he's misled America, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, folks, I'm talking to General Keith Kellogg. His highly anticipated book is now out, War by Other Means. You can get it, I would assume, at most of the bookstores around and other places, too. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. That's true.
All right. Now, COVID, we had Operation Warp Speed. We had the military get involved in that. They expedited things along, which was tremendous. And, again, you know, kudos to the military for getting the job done, because without them, we would not be sitting where we are today.
Yeah, you know, we actually divided Warp Speed into two parts. One was the vaccine part that was under Slattery, Dr. Slattery, who basically, we developed, three vaccines in record time, historically record time. And when people, here's something as a data point. Today in the world, there's really only six vaccines. Three of them are American. One's a Brit, one called AstraZeneca. The fifth one is called Sinovac, which is the Chinese, which nobody wants. And the sixth one is called Sputnik, which is the Russian vaccine nobody wants. Three of the four vaccines are made by the United States in under a year, which is record time. And both the Pfizer and the Moderna and the J&J vaccines, and it's incredible. The second part of it, we put the distribution under a guy named Gus Perna, who was an Army four-star, came out of the Army Materiel Command, and he developed distribution plan, which was really pretty darn good. He developed a software program called Tiberius. We got it out there down to SIP Gold level. So when people say, well, we need to put the military in charge, we did. Gus was in charge of the distribution. And on Inauguration Day this year of 2021, we shot 1 million people that day. So we had both the medical side with Moncef Slaoui doing well and the distribution side under Gus Perna. And we combined them. And I think Operation Warp Speed will go down when the history is written is a pretty darn good thing. And by the way, that was driven almost exclusively by Donald Trump because he understood business, he understood distribution, and we also operated in what we affectionately call Trump time, which means when the mission, you had to get it done the day before yesterday.
General Kellogg, I want to talk a little bit about North Korea and Russia. Let's start with North Korea first. I know Kim is sitting over there trying to get more beans and potatoes and rice and maybe a few steaks along the way, fires a missile up in the air every now and then, goes, oh, look at me, big North Korea. What's going on there?
Well, guess what you said. It's a cry for attention. And we learned that early on because actually it was one night, late at night, that I got a call from President Trump. And he said, hey, what's with the guy shooting rockets? And, Rocket Man. I said, who's Rocket Man? And he said, you know, that guy in Korea. I go, That was Korea. It's a cry for help. And he said, what he's trying to do, he's trying to reach out and use his missiles as a way of gaining attention. So we went through that whole process. In fact, we had the two summits, the one in Singapore and one in Hanoi. The one in Singapore went really well, Hanoi not so well. Then the president went to South Korea, crossed over to North Korea, and he established a decent relationship with him, Kim, and he didn't shoot any missiles or continue his nuclear program while we were there. And when he shot a missile recently, he was sending a note to Biden that, hey, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden hasn't reached out to him. One thing that Trump did, he believed very heavily in personal engagement. He said, as long as I'm talking to people, they're not shooting at us.
Yeah. All right. That happens to be.
I thought it was going to be relatively effective.
That happens to be.
I think it would have been. I think we would have had a good
retired
a good
Lieutenant General
workings with North Korea.
Kellogg.
He had a second term because he established his personal relationship.
And I appreciate the fact that Keith Kellogg. I've got that interview. I've saved it. I figured this is a good time to play it because it's all about we the people. Here in this program, we the people. Keep it in mind. Remember it. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America.
This is Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-86.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, and if you want to contact us, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Chris Markowski is taking a little time off. He's had a health issue. He is doing okay, but that's about all I can say. At the moment, because I don't know any more than I knew yesterday when I first told you about it. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The Acura dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side, the Nissan and the Acura dealership. Now, we're going to tell you about the Acura dealership. Top of the line, brand new cars. Luxury, oh man. Certified pre-owned, you betcha. Now, they have, and they are the home of the You Save, You Served program. That's You Served, You Saved program. I'll get it right in a minute. That's where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, that would be the EMS, the fire and police, as well as church pastors, active and retired, get a discount on the vehicle that you're going to buy, or the certified pre-owned that you're going to buy, new or used, applies to both. And you also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And that's not too shabby. Moss, M-E-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a favor. Those of you that are driving around in your vehicles, listening to AM radio, whether it's news talk or sports or whatever it might happen to be, religious radio, as you know, AM radios have been under assault as of late. And I have something that I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to text Congress and tell them to keep AM radio in the cars, because there is a move to take AM radio out of cars. Now, the problem if they did that would be simple. When you're in a car and you get a traffic report, you get it on an AM radio 99% of the time. When you're in a car and you get a weather bulletin, you get it on an AM radio 99% of the time. When you're in a car and you get a breaking news story, you get it on an AM radio 99% of the time. And all of your emergency radio frequencies are set to AM radio 99.9% of the time. Now, communities across the country, especially small communities, depend on their AM radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now, me, whether they're in a car, on the job, or on the go. And it's an honor for me to sit here and to provide the news, the weather, and traffic reports that you depend on. We need your help. We need you to text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886. And tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. FM is nice, but FM doesn't cover the ground AM does. Nor do they want to. Nor do they want to. We're where it happens, and we want to be your lifelong friend. And I really don't think, especially when you find out that AM radio is where all the emergency stations are. You know, it says tune to 1600, tune to AM 530, tune to FM 990, whatever. They tell you where to tune to. They're telling you to go to AM. Once in a while, they'll throw FM in there. But you can't always get the FM signal. FM is line of sight. Point A to point B. Anything in between blocks it. Jeez. Okay. Excuse me. By the way, I got a place to tell you not to go to in the Caribbean. Yep. The FBI has issued a dire warning to Americans thinking of traveling to Haiti as crime has skyrocketed this year. Kidnapping. Number one, causing trauma, financial costs. Obviously, they're kidnapping people for money. If you don't give them the money, guess where your loved one shows up? The bottom of the sea. 300% is the increase the first 3 months of the year, 2023, when compared to 2022, in kidnappings. Gangs are pretty much responsible for it. It's how they're making their money. Haitian gangs have turned to extreme measures with atrocities akin to those reported during the genocide run in Rwanda. Just unbelievable what's going on here. Lawlessness, torture, civil war, and a purge. All being used to describe what it's like for people living within the western borders of the
island of the Hispaniola, which happens to be Haiti. And our government is saying, don't go there. Not maybe, not sort of, not kind of. They're saying, do not go to Haiti. Now, on Monday, a mob in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince beat and burned 13 suspected gang members to death with gasoline, snake tires, after pulling the men from police custody at a traffic stop. Now, this horrific vigilante violence underlines the public anger over the increasingly lawlessness situation in Port-au-Prince, where criminal gangs have taken over control of an estimated 60% of the city since July of 2021 and the assassination of then-President Moïse. Again, the advisory from our own government is telling people, do not go to Haiti. Do not go to Haiti. And I didn't have any plans to go there anyway, so I'm safe in that respect. By the way, how'd you like to be a fly on the wall at the UN Security Council as they are set to condemn the Taliban crackdown on the Afghani women? You've heard what's been going on. You've heard the shutting down pretty much of anything to do with the girls going to school or owning a business or doing anything other than just being virtually a slave to a man, which is what they believe in. That's what they believe in, not us. Got to make that distinction because some people don't quite get it sometimes. They only hear what they want to hear. And, you know, as I ponder what we're going to be talking about with our good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel, Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I sit here and I wonder, what could we have done differently in Afghanistan so that we wouldn't have had the loss of life that we did, the 13 military? What could we have done differently? Because we sure screwed that up, didn't we? And we're about to do the same damn thing in a sedan. Okay, I'll talk to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with our buddy, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.